Leaving in the evening, traveling at night, staying inconspicuous, I'm staying out of sight, and I'm searching for a heart, searching everyone.
You are now listening to We're Having Fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford. More music on the way. Stay tuned, my friends.
Hello, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie and you're listening to We're Having Fun. It's my show that I do every once in a while. Now I'm here the entire summer, doing the show the entire summer. I did a show a couple weeks back in which I promised two things: to one, bring guests, and two, be back the next week, and I did neither of those things. For that I apologize, but it's going to be a fun, I got a fun show planned. Get some things out of the way first. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. To all the fathers, including mine, because he's my favorite. What else? I don't know. The reason I was away was because I was on vacation. I was in Gloucester for a little bit. One sec. Let's turn this off. Sorry, the AC was distracting. Kick it back on when I leave. But I was in Gloucester for a little bit, for a week, doing Gloucester things, Gloucester-related activities. I don't really have much else to say. I got a fun show planned, though. If you ever heard of the band Yes, I'm going to play some of them. Specifically, one album called Close to the Edge. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. I love it to death. A music reviewer who I enjoy quite a bit named Anthony Fantano, aka The Needle Drop, did a review of it, like a classic sort of review, because this album dropped in like the 70s. I don't know what year. I should probably know what year it came out, but I forget. 73? I don't know. Somewhere around the time where progressive rock was on the rise. And so he did a review of that, and I thought, oh, wow, I really like that album. I haven't listened to it in a while. I should listen to it. And then I listened to it, and I was like, wow, really like this album. I should play this on the radio. Since I don't have any guests today, I thought it would be a good idea to just, you know, go through a whole album and have some fun with it. Enjoy just chilling here in the studio, and hope you guys will enjoy it too. If you've never heard of Yes, they're a fantastic rock band. Their bassist, longtime bassist Chris Squire, actually recently passed away, sadly. He was the last band member to be on every single of Yes's albums. All the other members have been, you know, moving around, being all wishy-washy and whatever. He was the last remaining constant member, I should say. But we're going to get into that. But first, the Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa. Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through the most dramatic continent on Earth, Africa. Discover the fascinating secrets of this enhanced continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Why the heat beating down the waterless dunes in the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance. And why it snows on the equator. It's a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction. For tickets and more information about the Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, Visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and all the wild things here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I always enjoy reading those Museum of Science PSAs because Jamie frequented the Museum of Science quite a bit when he was younger, when he was a wee lad. Great. Let's get right into it. So if you're listening, sit back, stay tuned. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, close to the edge. Stick around. I don't know what else to say, so we're just going to start. All right. Close to the edge. Close to the edge. That's what that was. By Yes, the band. That's what you just heard. That what an epic, epic song. I don't mean that in a colloquial sense. I mean it is a truly epic, almost 20-minute composition to kick off that album, the first side of the album, Close to the Edge. Yeah. Again, by the band Yes. You're listening to We're Having Fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Jamie. I'm taking care of you for the next half an hour, a bit more. Show's gonna be a bit short today, but still got another half of the record to get through, which I'm excited to do. So let's get right back into it. More Yes. More Close to the Edge.
Okay.
Sight of seeds of life with you.
Yes, a 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was And You and I, the second track off of their 1972 release. Yep, we got the date. 1972 release, Close to the Edge. Wonderful, wonderful song off of a wonderful, wonderful album. That one kicked off side two. We're going to keep chugging along here. If you're a fan of the album, you will, if you're a good fan of Yes and this album, Close to the Edge, you will... probably know what's coming up next. There we go. Stay tuned. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're having fun. That was Yes, with the final track on their 1972 landmark release, Close to the Edge, which I just played through the entire thing. For those of you listening, I hope you enjoyed it. That song was Siberian Katru. The last song, perhaps the most upbeat and straightforward song in the entire album, but it might just be my favorite, although it's hard to say. But that song is great, and the album's great, and I'm glad I got the chance to play it. There's so much new music coming out this year that it's something I kind of just realized. I went through and I looked at all the albums that have come out this year that at least I have listened to and enjoyed. There's new David Bowie album, of course, that dropped in January. I have the unpopular opinion that it wasn't really I've never been huge into Bowie. I know his big songs. I listened to Black Star, and it's really strange, but I can see why people liked it, and it was definitely something to go out on, for sure. And there was new Massive Attack EP. There was, of course, the new Kanye West album, new Animal Collective album, new Kendrick Lamar album, that Untitled Unmastered surprise release that he dropped. There was new Weezer, the White Album, new Beyonce, Death Grips, new James Blake, which happened within the same 24 hours of each other, the Death Grips and James Blake, which was crazy. New Radiohead, new Red Hot Chili Peppers came out, new Car Seat Headrest, which is really great. I suggest checking out Teens of Denial. New Swans just came out a couple days ago. The Glowing Man, the last album in their trilogy of, I shouldn't say trilogy, because there have been four, but I guess their trilogy of huge, grandiose albums, because Swans took a 15-year hiatus or whatever, and then the frontman Michael Gira came back in 2010, and he put out four massive albums. First one gets ignored because it's not 2 hours long, which is kind of a shame, but to be fair, it's not as... I don't think it's as good as... The three they released after, which were The Seer and then To Be Kind, which is a bonkers album, and then this new one called The Glowing Man, which is the final, according to Jira, the final album, he said, with this iteration of Swans, with this sort of era in their music, which is kind of sad, but also it's not over, so looking to see where they go next. Again, it's called The Glowing Man. It's pretty good. It's very loud, of course, like their other recent stuff and a lot of their other older stuff. It's very loud, very powerful, very heavy post-rock music, but it's really good if you're looking for something like that. I suggest it. I still got to give it more listens, to let it, I guess, sink in maybe, because I remember To Be Kind, the last album they put out, took a little bit. The one Seer before that also took a bit more time. I don't know. We'll see. New Beck album supposed to be coming out later this year. Although I've heard the two singles that he's put out. I'm not a huge fan of the last one he put out. Wow, it's called Wow. I'm not a big fan of that. It's definitely a complete 180 from his last album that he put out that won the Grammy, Morning Phase, which won the Grammy. Very different, kind of like had like sea change vibes going with it, but this one is definitely more pop oriented for sure. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe like a bit like Guero or Information, but more poppy, like way more poppy than that. But it's more towards that end. Maybe like, no, not Midnight Vultures, because that's, I don't know. It's very poppy. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of it. We'll see. I'll listen to it. New Bad Bad Not Good album coming out, just called Bad Bad Not Good 4, I think, following up their pattern of doing that. And then new TTN This Town Needs Guns album coming out, which, okay, these aren't super popular releases, but for me they are. And lastly, the Avalanches announced a new album coming out in July, which, if you don't know the Avalanches, they're an Australian recording recording group, I guess DJ group, and they put out an album called Since I Left You in 2001, which is a landmark, which is a very highly acclaimed hip-hop instrumental album. The cool thing about it is that it consists entirely of samples. So every single sound in this album is a sample of something that they took, and they tirelessly spent, you know, time in the studio putting together all these samples for an hour of fantastic instrumental hip hop music. That's really amazing. You should really check out. It's really fun to listen. Even if you're not a big fan of hip hop, it's quite a journey to listen to. Anyway, so they put that out in 2000, and they disappeared for 15 years. Now they're coming back. There have been rumors for a long time about them coming back with a second album, but now here they are, coming out with a new album called Wildflower, which should be out in July. They released a couple singles leading up to them. Thought the singles were decent. I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to follow up something as epic as this, as their first album, Since I Left You. It's that album's just such a landmark album, such an incredibly influential release, that it, I don't know, there's a lot of pressure, I would assume, and they've been working on this upcoming album for a long time. But the difference is, I think this upcoming album has a lot of guests, since they gained quite the following. This album has a lot of guests on it, including some rappers. The first single that dropped from this album, Frankie Sinatra, has Danny Brown and MF Doom on it, which, you know, I get why you'd want to bring people on, but also I feel like the songs could, you know, the songs that came out in their first album, you know, could have just stood by themselves. They didn't need that. They didn't need vocals. Nothing wrong with, you know, having guests, but, or, you know, nothing wrong with having actual, you know, lyricists on the album. But I think people got into the Avalanches for the, people did get into the Avalanche for their instrumentals. And I think, I don't know, I hope the vocals don't take away from that. What do I know? It's just my opinion. But yeah, I'll definitely give it a listen. Maybe spin some tracks. I can't play them. I haven't listened to the second single. The first single, though, I can't play because it has some explicit lyrics on it, although I could probably go through and censor. I might do that, actually. Not sure if I like the song enough to do that, though. It's kind of effort. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here. But in honor of Father's Day, I'm going to play one last request from Mi Padre. Thank you for listening. This is We're Having Fun. I'll be back next week with a guest, probably, now that I'm back and sort of getting back into the swing of things. But for now, enjoy this request from my dad. Here's some Led Zeppelin on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned.
Hey, Mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Away.
road. Take John and his girlfriend Flo. Then we stop by the candy store. Down the road we stop for May. Further down we pick up Ray. I guess a one matter ride.
One matter ride.
One thing you